Welcome to Hustlers Healthy Hacks. I'm Madeline Carafa, creator and host of The Healthy Hustlers.
And I'm Tegan Martin, former Miss Universe Australia and presenter. Every Tuesday, we will be bringing you raw and honest conversations that we hope will empower you to live a healthier, happier life.
If you enjoy our conversations, we'd love you to follow our adventures on Instagram. You can find Tegan at Tegan.Martin and myself, Madeline, at The Healthy Hustlers. Now let's dive into this week's conversation. Hello, my darling Tegan. How are you?
Hi, Mads. How are ya?
I'm very well, thank you. How is Newcastle going for you?
It's really raining today. It's the first time I've experienced like hardcore rain, which you've probably been dealing with every day. So sorry about that. I was at the beach yesterday, so it's not really that hard to get through winter in Newcastle, I must say.
My God, do you know the funniest thing is that I've been looking at your Instagram stories and you've had like these big jackets on and woolly cardigans and I'm like, oh my God, she has no idea. You would die if you were in Melbourne right now.
Cold on summer's day. That's why I said to Luke when COVID hit, look, I'm sorry about our relationship, but I'm going to have to go because I actually can't survive in the Antarctic.
It's so funny. I just love it. I'm like, oh my God, she would have no hope of surviving a Melbourne winter.
I'm really concerned about my future because it looks like we're going to be there for a while.
I know you're really going to have to get used to it because it's been bloody freezing. Although I won't lie, I feel like Mother Nature's been semi-kind to us because we've had some pretty beautiful days for May. Really, really chilly mornings, but like the days are still blue skies. You know, you can get out and walk, which that's all I want. Like I don't care.
As long as I get a little bit of sun on the skin, I'm good to go.
Exactly. I'm exactly the same.
Yeah. So I had this really inspiring walk this week with a girlfriend and I really want to talk about this topic today. Like probably is a little bit of therapy for myself, probably will be quite helpful to you even, Mads, because I know that we go through waves of feeling this, probably not to such a large extent of what my girlfriend was sort of explaining today, but we want to talk about finding your purpose, passion, and potentially even career. We go through the motions of work life, and many of us probably don't even realize that we're not in love with what we do because we're just so busy. But I really think that this COVID time and this all of this spare time sitting at home and probably more time to, you know, create vision boards, journal, do things that are really starting to bring up the fact that we may not be living out our purpose and passion. I do think that it's a topic that's really relevant right now. And I wanted to start this episode by giving you a few points as to figuring out whether this may be relative for you. And it could be about your job. It could be about anything in life. You know you're ready for the next thing and you're motivated to make it happen. You just don't know what it is.
I love that so much. And do you know what? So much of that like sings true to me reflecting back on my earlier days where I always had this real intrinsic belief that there was something else and there was something more for me. You know, hearing that, I'm like, oh my God, like I remember that feeling so clearly.
Oh, me too.
And I think a lot of it truly does just come down to truly trusting that and to truly believing that it will happen when the time's right. Because I think so many of us get caught up in almost wanting to plan out and have that control of what the next thing will be. And I think what this time is helping to teach us is that sometimes you have to let go of control and you have to be comfortable with not knowing what's next. So I think there is a real power in what's happening right now that everyone can take from this into just trusting that things will happen when they're meant to happen. And just to stay true to that belief that when the time is right, it will happen for you.
Absolutely. You have to trust and you have to also not get too carried away in overthinking about what that may be. But I'm actually going to come at it from a different angle because I am fresh off the bat of having a conversation with this girlfriend and I think she's been sitting in about five different options for probably a very long time, and she's kind of not backing any of them, or she's not taking action towards any of them, because she really feels so unsure and confused as to which one is right. And to be honest, I've got this with a few friends. I've been hearing the same strategies and desires and wishes for a long time. And it really reminds me of a time in my life where I started seeing a therapist, and the therapist told me that I was naturally, you know, quite an indecisive person, which I already knew. I'm very indecisive. I overthink everything to the point where I'm like, that's not perfect enough, I just won't do it. So not taking enough action and not just going, I'm going to take this road and just back it, and if it doesn't work, I'll go down the other road, you know, which eventually it gets you to your goal faster of figuring out what it is that you want to do. So when I had this conversation with my girlfriend, and she was saying, I know that I love doing this because I was pairing wines back with different cheeses for my family on the weekend during COVID, and I was loving it. But I also know that I love teaching because I was working with these young kids a few weeks ago, and blah, blah, blah. And she knew that she was starting to get closer towards figuring out like the things that light her up. She just didn't know how to turn that into a career, or maybe she just felt overwhelmed with, you know, knowing where to start, particularly being in her late 20s. Like, you know, do I want to start again, or do I just want to go and get an admin job? Like, there's so many of us in this position right now. With us, I think it's more creating movement and drive within the businesses we already have. It's like, well, I don't know what's next. Like, what am I creating next? Which path do I take? Because there's seven options here. So it can be within an already established business that you love, or it can be, I just need a whole new career change, but I don't know where to start.
I think one of the biggest downfalls as humans that we naturally do, because we've been so, I guess, accustomed to by society, is trying to almost put ourselves in a box, you know, like we're learning from our parents' generation. So when you think about that properly, our parents have, majority of them, have finished school or dropped out of school. They've started their trade or their business that they want to do, and they've stuck at that for 30, 40 years. You know, if it's being an accountant, if it's being a teacher, my mum, for example, being a hairdresser, like they decide on their trade or their profession and they stick it out until they have children, until they retire.
But I think we're looking at that and it's making us squirm. I think we're looking at our parents going, oh my God, I can't be unhappy like that.
I totally agree. But I think one thing that we do take from that is trying to put ourselves into, and I know I was so guilty of it and I still find it a really hard thing, is to say what my profession is or what I do for a job, because we're so used to having to have this title or this profession that
very
people
clear
know
title.
Of, instead of realizing that we can actually do whatever we want to do. And if we can believe something and we can feel it and we can actually think or imagine what a job could be, then we can actually create that. But instead we get so stuck in, you know, going back to your friend, of like, instead of looking at how she can potentially bring all of those elements together, we almost think that like, oh, well, that's not a typical job, so we maybe can't do it. I'm not saying she's like that. I'm just saying that I think that, and I do it in my own business. I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't make sense with this element, instead of just being like, well, it lights me up, I enjoy doing it, let's just give it a crack. We try to put everything into a bit of a box or a certain job title or a job description.
I think you and I are cut from the same cloth in that we don't really care if people don't understand exactly what it is that we do to pay our bills. Like we just go with the flow and we build things and we take chances and we take risks. And sometimes we sit for a few weeks without an income at all, but which a lot of people probably couldn't do. But we are a little bit more open to a non-traditional way of working. And I would love to be able to break that down and show people what that looks like so that they can see that as an option for them too, because going to work and working 9 to 5 is not for everyone. And there are so many ways that you can create an income or a side income to a part-time job that will free you up from having to do that.
No, I so agree with that, Teeks, but I think something on that is, because I have this conversation a lot with people when they say like, How did you figure out what you wanted to do, or how did you break through the fear, all those kind of questions? And I think something that both of us have got really clear and a lot of clarity on is our why, and we know exactly why we're doing what we're doing, which in turn allows, I guess, those downtimes of no income or stressful periods where work isn't as in flow. It makes it a lot easier because we know exactly why we're doing something.
That's so true, Mads, and it's something that I have to remind myself sometimes by writing it out in my journal. So I'll have a moment and I'll go, okay, things are a bit all over the place at the moment. Things aren't flowing like they normally do, and I will come back to my why. I will literally sit there and write out, why am I doing this? Why have I not gone back to a 9-to-5 job? And if things are feeling a little bit more slow for me and I'm not feeling as busy, I make myself busy. I create tasks. I build opportunity myself rather than waiting for it to come. And I think we spoke about this before. Clarity comes from action, not thought. So if you guys are out there right now and you're going, I need a change. I can't do this anymore. I cannot go back to what I was doing before COVID. I can't go sit in that office anymore and have the same stale conversations about something that I don't like anymore. I just can't do it. You're not going to get any clarity from playing thoughts over and over and over and over in your head and telling yourself you can't do it and telling yourself you're not sure if you want to go down that path or if you want to study this or get an internship doing this. You're not going to get any clarity because your mind will come up with, we're creative beings, all of us. We will come up with a million different pathways we can take. And if you don't start taking action towards some of them, even if it's in the smallest of way and crossing them off if they didn't work, you're not going to get to the purpose, the passion, and the career that was built for you.
Oh my God. Amen to that, sister. That is seriously just like gold right
there.
Mic drop. And I could not agree with that more because as soon as you can get something out of your head, so even if it is when I wanted to start, you know, my own business or I wanted to do something for myself, I had this notebook and I've still got it actually, where I would, every time I'd have an idea, I would write it down as like a business strategy. So one, you know, how I would market that business, who would be my audience, my target audience, you know, who would be my ideal customers, how would it be profitable? And that might be a process that I worked over, say, for a month, or every time I had a thought, I'd write down a new idea on it. And all of a sudden, it actually started making me realize, especially when you get to the profit side, it starts to make you realize what is actually feasible and how committed you actually are to creating that. And then from that becomes, I could actually figure out what my why was. So I think another really key thing on the taking action is becoming really aware of your actions and your thoughts and where you're investing your time. So I guess what you were saying on your friend before and how she's starting to realize like she loves matching back wines with food, like that is a prime example of someone who is becoming aware of her actions and her thoughts and Absolutely. Where she's investing her time. And from that, she's realizing that she has a real passion for this.
Yeah.
So I think creating, you know I talk about creating space all the time and I'll keep talking about it because I truly believe that by creating space, we help to strengthen our intuition and in turn, we get more clarity and we can really tune in to what our heart and our true desires are. So I think your friend creating that bit of space and becoming really aware of the things that that light her up is in turn actually helping her get closer to figuring out what her passion could be.
I love that so much. And whilst my friend thinks that she is all over the place and she's like, look, all of our other friends have got everything together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you're inspiring me the most because you're the one questioning whether this is what you want. And many other people in my world, I know they're not happy. They're just going through the motions. And that's okay too. If you don't want to question yourself and you don't want to look at the various options or as to how you can, you know, transition towards something that lights you up a little bit more, that's okay. No judgment from us. I think this episode is for people who know there is something more out there for them, the same way that you did when you were transitioning into Healthy Hustlers Mads, and the same way that I felt when I'd been working at a hairdressing salon since I was 13 to 20. And inside, I would show up to work every day and go, feels wrong now. Like I did love it when I started. I loved coming to the salon after school and playing dress ups and doing, you know, blow dries and learn to wash hair. And then I loved learning the skills, but I got to a point where I felt like I wasn't challenged anymore. I felt like I had so much more to give and I didn't know where the hell that was going to be. I didn't know what that looked like. I started like looking down the uni path, but nothing was really sticking out for me. I was looking at like childcare because I love children, but then I, you know, was already unhappy with my income as a hairdresser. I wasn't satisfied with that fueling my lifestyle. So I had walls put up because various industries that I thought I might have loved weren't going to bring me the money that I thought I needed to live a lifestyle that made me happy. And I know I don't need a lot, but as you know, Mads, there are various industries that you are looking at, you know, less money, which means you have to completely adjust your lifestyle. And I got to a point where I was like, I'm sick of adjusting my lifestyle. I want to do the things I want to do. I want to go on the holidays and go to the festivals and do the things that make me happy. And I wasn't able to do that in that. So it is hard because you're not only looking at the career, you're sometimes looking at whether that career can fulfill your needs in other ways, whether it can support your family, whether it can be suffice enough for your partner and make them feel like you're contributing. There's so many factors that are swirling around in our heads. And as females, then they drop the big child bomb in the middle of it and we're feeling like we need to be the mum, have the baby, be healthy and, you know, nurture that baby while we grow it, but also bring in some money to support the family. And it's a lot.
And I think that's exactly what you were saying there comes back to that awareness point as well, and being really aware of what's important to you, because like you said, a lot of those careers sounded like they excited you, but they didn't have the dollar value that you wanted for your life. Mm. So I think that's another really key takeaway as well, is like, if you are wanting to live your passion, what do you want it to bring you? Do you want it to bring you financial freedom? Do you want it to give you more time? Do you want it to just bring you joy? Like, there's so many different elements. We're all wired completely different as humans, and we all need different things to complete us or to make us feel like the best version of ourselves. So what are those top priorities for you that you want in your life? Because I think that also will help create that why as well, and go back to why you're doing something. And I know you and I always talk about it as well, Teagues, and you know, we're very open about, at the end of the day, whatever we do needs to bring us money. You know, money is a very important thing for both of us. And I'm not afraid to say that. Mm. Yes, I want to feel joy and passion and inspire people. That's my absolute number one priority. But at the end of the day, it also needs to bring me enough revenue that I can help support my family, contribute to my family. That's a huge, huge thing for me. And I know that's, again, something we always talk about. I really, really want to be able to support and contribute to my family's future, even though, you know, I'm probably very lucky in a position that Ryan doesn't put that pressure on me, or, you know, we could be quite comfortable on his wage. But for me, it's a value that I hold really high in being able to contribute something to our family. So that's a huge part of my why, and why I keep showing up every day, why I pushed myself to keep the business afloat, why I had such a young baby, you know, why I keep striving more, is because I want to be able to contribute to my family's future. So I think really tapping into what that is for you as well will then in turn help to find that passion and to allow you to keep showing up and to keep putting your all in when you're maybe not always getting the return.
I love that. And I'll finish on this note, because I don't want anyone that's listened to this episode today that knows that they're potentially not happy in what they're doing to feel stressed by this episode in any way. I want them to go, okay, there are various options I can take in things that Mads and Tegan have learned from their life and going through these same emotions. And I had a really powerful conversation with one of my girlfriends who is a lawyer. She's been at uni for 6 years. I have conversations with my partner, Luke. Luke has been at uni for 6 years. He's got a master's in finance. They've done the whole uni thing, and they've spent so long doing this thing that often they will come out thinking that that's what they have to stick to because they don't want to let anyone down, including themselves. And she said to me, because I knew she was starting to feel unhappy in what she was doing, and she'd been out in the law world for a few years post the degree, and she said to me, Teagues, I had this realization because we've been having this conversation back and forth about the fact that I don't think I can do this, and I'm upset that I've completed this degree in something that I don't think I can carry out. She said, I had this really empowering conversation with my auntie, who's a real estate agent, a very successful one, and she said, don't worry about making your job your passion if it's fulfilling you in a certain amount of ways. It's paying your bills really well. It's supporting your family really well. You don't hate it. You don't mind it, but it might not like give you tingles. That's okay. She said, make sure you find something outside of that that is a few days a week, a few nights a week. You might go and join Toastmasters and do public speaking, whatever it is that you can do to fulfill your passions and your
desires
to support what you're already doing to pay the bills mm-hmm. and provide for your family. I wanted to give that piece of advice as well because I don't want everyone to think that. We understand that you can't just quit your job and mm-hmm. start something else tomorrow. The moral of the episode today is, if you are feeling like you're sitting in indecision and there are options out there that you can take, go for it. But if there's a certain amount of things that are already being ticked off your list of importance, then stick it out and find something on the side that fuels you, because we can't live a passionless life.
Totally. I love that so much. And I would like to add to that is that don't ever think, and this is probably one of the best lessons that I have learned when I reflect back, no experience is wasted.
A waste of time.
No matter what you are doing right now, what job you're in, even if you're sitting there feeling so lifeless, I promise you, it is not a wasted experience. You will one day look back and think, oh my God, that is exactly why I was there. Even if it's as simple as a contact that you might meet through that job, or how to do an Excel document, like a kick-ass Excel document, or how to use an admin tool, know that whatever you are doing right now is happening for a reason, you are in it for a reason, and it will not be a wasted experience. And I really hope that that can bring some people some comfort, because I wish I had have known that back when I was in my, corporate career, and I would some days just be so frustrated or so just like, I felt like I was wasting time. And I can swear to God, I can look back on every single experience, every person I've met, every hard day, the days that I was in tears, and I know that it all happened for a reason, and it all has got me to this point. So there is learnings and lessons in every single thing we do. So please rest assured that you are where you were meant to be, and to just believe it and stop overcomplicating it.
I could say a million things, but I'm going to stop now.
I know. Thanks. I'm sitting in my hallway recording this episode, so I'm done.
Had a few distractions today, background noise and whatnot, but hopefully this is good enough sound for you guys to get the gist of finding that passion and purpose, living out your dreams, and if you can't do it right now, finding something to support yourself on the other side of COVID that brings you happiness.
Love it.
And fuels your soul.
Love it so much. All right, Teagues, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app. If you'd like to suggest a topic, we'd love to hear from you via Instagram at The Healthy Hustlers, or via the website, thehealthyhustlers.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with all things hustle, please follow at tegan.martin and at thehealthyhustlers on Instagram. See you all next week.